Ruby Red Riding Hood. A One-Third Stories book, illustrated by Hannah Hutchings. Translated by Emmanuel Guérinet and Sarah Watts. Accompanying audiobook, narrated by Stéphane Cornicard. Ruby Red Riding Hood lived in a small house at the edge of a forest. Her granny lived in an even smaller maison on the other side of the forêt. The old lady was frail and hardly ever got out of bed, so Ruby took her a rucksack full of fruit every Sunday. Ruby had to be careful about the fruits she took to her grand-mère. When she took apples, the old lady cried,
"I hate les pommes! They're too hard for my false teeth!"
And instead of sitting down to eat les pommes, she threw them all at Ruby. When Ruby took oranges, her grand-mère cried,
"Je déteste les oranges! They're too juicy!"
And instead of sitting down to manger les oranges, she threw them all at Ruby. When Ruby took her cherries, her grand-mère cried,
"Je déteste les cerises! I could choke on the stones!"
And instead of sitting down to manger les cerises, she spat the stones at Ruby. So, today, Ruby had filled her rucksack with grapes. She wasn't sure if la grand-mère liked les raisins, but at least they wouldn't hurt too much if the old lady started throwing them at her. Ruby picked up her sac à dos and set off along the path into la forêt. She hadn't gone very far when a wolf strolled out from behind a tree.
"Hello, little girl," he said. "What's your name?"
"Bonjour, Mr. Wolf," said Ruby, who was always polite, even to wolves.
"Je m'appelle Ruby." "And what is in your sac à dos, Ruby?"
"Il y a des raisins dans mon sac à dos."
"Where are you going with les raisins?"
"Je vais à la maison de ma grand-mère," a dit Ruby. "It's just on the other side of la forêt."
Le loup pricked up his ears and licked his lèvres. He had been planning to manger Ruby there and then, but now he had the chance to manger her grand-mère, too.
"Oh, I'd hate to keep your grand-mère waiting for her raisin," he said.
Then he pointed to a different path, which wound behind some trees.
"Why don't you take this shortcut?"
"Merci, Mr. Loup," a dit Ruby. "Au revoir."
Le loup chuckled to himself as Ruby skipped away. The path was actually the long way through la forêt. Now he had plenty of time to run à la maison de la grand-mère, gobble her up, and then lie in wait for the little girl. When le loup reached the old lady's front porte, he knocked.
"Bonjour, grand-mère,"
he said in his sweetest voice.
"It's Ruby. I've brought you some raisins."
"Des raisins?"
a dit la grand-mère.
"Je déteste les raisins. Bring them here, so I can throw them at you."
"Quelle horrible grand-mère. I was planning to manger you, but now I'll enjoy it even more."
And although le loup did gobble grand-mère up, he didn't enjoy it that much in the end, because the old woman kept poking him with her knitting needles, biting his ears with her false teeth, and stuffing peppermints into his mouth. Just after le loup had finished his meal, there was a knock at la porte.
"That must be the girl," a dit le loup. "But I'm far too full to manger another meal. Oh, what shall I do? I know."
Quick as a flash, he put on the old lady's nightie and glasses and leapt
tout le lit.
Bonjour, grand-mère, a dit Ruby through la porte. May I come in?
Bonjour, Ruby,
a dit le loup, trying to sound like an old woman.
Come in and give me my raisin.
Ruby opened the door and looked at her grand-mère. She knew something wasn't quite right.
Gosh, grand-mère, your ears are looking very pointy, she said.
Pointy oreille? That's just part of getting old.
And your teeth are looking very sharp.
Sharp dents? Oh, they're just new false ones.
And your eyes are looking very large.
Large yeux? A dit le loup. Must be these new glasses.
Then Ruby realized. Large yeux, sharp dents, pointy oreilles. It must be le loup she had met earlier, and he had eaten her grand-mère. She knew she had to think of something, or le loup would gobble her up too.
Shall we do some knitting together, grand-mère?
A dit Ruby. Le loup didn't know how to knit, but since he was still far too full to manger Ruby, he pulled the knitting needle Granny had poked him with out of his oreille.
Ah, oui, of course,
a dit le loup. So they started knitting. But the wool kept getting stuck on the wolf's sharp claws and caught on his big dent.
Enough knitting, he cried.
Okay, grand-mère, a dit Ruby,
still trying to think of ways to keep le loup busy.
Let's play a board game.
Le loup still wasn't hungry enough to manger Ruby. So they played a game together. But the pieces were much too small for the wolf's huge paws, and he kept knocking everything over.
Enough board game, he cried.
Okay, grand-mère, a dit Ruby. But before I go home, I'd like to make a cake using your secret recipe.
Now she had a plan. She'd wait until le loup bent down to put le gâteau into the oven, and then she'd push him in after it. Le loup didn't know how to faire un gâteau. He certainly didn't know any secret recipes, but he thought that if he made something up, he could throw Ruby into le four right after le gâteau. So they mixed and sieved and whisked until the wolf's fur was white with flour and sticky with egg yolk. Then le loup added all the red pomme and juicy orange and sweet cerise that he found around la maison. Finally, le gâteau was ready to go into le four. This was the moment Ruby had been waiting for. Now she could get revenge for her dear old grand-mère. But then she remembered that her grand-mère hadn't been that dear after all. She had never knitted with Ruby. She had never played board games with Ruby. She had never fait un gâteau with Ruby. In fact, all her grand-mère had ever done was throw des fruits at Ruby. Maybe le loup wasn't so bad after all. At the very same moment, le loup realized he really was still far too full to manger Ruby. Knitting had actually been quite fun, he thought. Maybe he could get better at the board games. And this gâteau was definitely going to be delicious once he was hungry enough to manger it.
I'm sorry, a dit le loup, but I'm not your grand-mère.
In fact, j'ai mangé ta grand-mère.
and I was going to manger you too, after I'd cooked you in le four.
I'm sorry too, Adi Ruby. I knew you were really le loup, and I was planning to cook you in le four. But I've had so much fun with you today. Do you think you could be my new grand-mère, since you have mangé the old one?
Le loup was only too happy to accept. He moved into the small maison on the other side of la forêt, and he became a végétarien. Ruby made sure he didn't go hungry by taking him red pomme, juicy orange, sweet cerise, and bunches of raisin à manger. And whenever anybody asked where Ruby was going with her big sac à dos filled with des fruits, she would just smile and say,
Je vais à la maison de ma grand-mère pour faire un gâteau.
Fin. Glossary. I will say the word in French, then in English, and then in French again, and then I will leave a space for you to say it. Ready? Au revoir. Goodbye. Au revoir. Bonjour. Hello. Bonjour. Cerise. Cherries. Cerise. Dents. Teeth. Dents. A dit. Said. A dit. Faire. To make. Faire. Fin. The end. Fin. Forêt. Forest. Forêt. Four. Oven. Four. Fruit. 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 Gâteau. Cake. Gâteau. Grand-mère. Granny. Grand-mère. Il y a des raisins dans mon sac à dos. There are some grapes in my rucksack. Il y a des raisins dans mon sac à dos. Well done. Je déteste. I hate. Je déteste. Je m'appelle. My name is. Je m'appelle. Je vais à la maison de ma grand-mère. I'm going to my granny's house. Je vais à la maison de ma grand-mère. And now for a very difficult one. Je vais à la maison de ma grand-mère pour faire un gâteau. I'll repeat it. Je vais à la maison de ma grand-mère pour faire un gâteau. I'm going to my granny's house to make a cake. Now repeat. Je vais à la maison de ma grand-mère pour faire un gâteau. Loup. Wolf. Loup. Lèvres. Lips. Lèvres. Manger. Eat. Manger. Merci. Thank you. Merci. Orange. Oranges. Orange. Oreille. Ears. Oreille. Oui. Yes. Oui. Pomme. Apples. Pomme. Porte. Door.
porte. Quelle horrible grand-mère! What a horrible granny! Quelle horrible grand-mère! Raisin. Grapes. Raisin. Sac à dos. Rucksack. Sac à dos. Végétarien. Vegetarian. Végétarien. Yeux. Eyes. Yeux. Well done. Now it's time for a little exercise. Please take your activity book and go to word search. I will say the word in French, and you have to point to it on the page. Ready? Four. Gâteau. Porte. Merci. Au revoir. Végétarien. Maison. Oui. Gâteau. Merci. Did you get it all? If not, you can try again. 10. Can you do it again? Faster. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm sure you can do it even faster. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, how fast can you say it? Listen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Have you succeeded? Well, if not, try and try again.